What's up, guys? Scorpion Daily, back again. I am getting back into the groove of things of documenting versus creating, and I'm tired. I've been pushing on a lot of fronts, social media. I've been connecting with lots and lots of new people, and it's bringing new opportunities, most definitely. I believe that I need to continue to keep pushing, and I will start to see even more progress. But as it stands right now, I'm just feeling grateful for everything. You know, in the early days, I want to give you guys some advice. If you're just starting out, and no matter what field you're in, you know, let's say you're in a creative field, you know, you're doing some type of art, something creative, you're not going to have that many supporters in the beginning, you know, and there's even going to be people that really don't want to see you win because you might be attacking it harder than they are. You know, if you're doing more than they are, you know, don't count on them to support you. Most times, you know, often they're gonna do everything in their power to not support you, and that's okay. I think that everyone's on their own journey, and you know, it's just like, it's the same conversation. Some people are in the game to build for themselves, and some people are in the game to tear others down or to play defense. Don't play defense. You need to go on the offense. You need to attack. It took me years to understand this. I mean, literal years to understand that everyone is just playing defense. And so, yeah, if you guys understand what I'm saying, like, you don't score points playing defense. You know, you might catch an interception, but the majority of time, no. You know, you're gonna get way more upside playing offense. And so whatever you can do to play offense is gonna really propel you and get you going. But yeah, that's my two cents on that. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the motivation stuff. I think I had a bad relationship with motivation. I was definitely using motivation, and I was getting motivated by the wrong reasons. Now, that can work in the short term, but it burns you out. You know, it's funny, all the time my mom says, don't burn out, don't burn out, don't burn out. I mean, back then, that used to be a real thing when I was doing things that I didn't like. You know, if you're working on something you're not passionate about. But nowadays, everything I do comes from with passion and love. And if I'm doing something now, it's like because I want to be doing it. So I guess my point is, I laugh when she says don't burn out, because it's like not possible. I've put myself in a position that, yes, there's more risks involved. Yes, it's going to be harder, but ultimately it's going to put me in like a really, really great spot. So yeah, I just laugh because I really don't see how. If I start getting tired, I take a break. Like, I was just working on music right now. Had to take a break. Let my ears rest for a little bit. You know, it was just a bit much. I was on it for a while, you know? It had been hours. So, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty crazy nowadays, like, where things are headed. But, yeah, just, I take breaks, you know? I control my outcome all the time, so, you know, if you can put yourself in a position to do the same, then you're gonna feel great too. Yeah, you're gonna be able to control it too. You won't burn out. It's really hard to burn out when you're doing something that you love. Of course, still possible, but you need to take breaks and you need to just balance. Really, that's really all it is. It's just balance. So anyways, back to the motivation. I used motivation to keep me going, and I was motivated for the wrong reasons. I was chasing money when money is not everything. You know, a lot of people want you to play it safe because they don't want you to fail. That's really all it comes down to. And so, you know, a lot of people chase money because if they're going after the dollars, well, they'll always be doing good. You know what I mean? Like, if you chase money, you're gonna have it, most likely. Unless you just suck, but if you're chasing money, you're probably gonna have it. You might be doing good things with it, you might not be, but at least you're not in a spot where, you know, you don't know where your next dollar's coming from. You do, because you're working all the time. So, there is a trade-off, especially if you're trading your time for money. That's probably one of the toughest things to understand, is we all start that way, the majority of us. And if you got a lot of money early on in your career, probably means you traded all your time for it, so you don't really have much time to yourself. Don't have time to read, don't have time to network, don't have time to, you know, build your brand. I mean, it's still possible. You can find little gaps here and there, but thinking back to when I was chasing money, I mean, I must have been pushing 60, 70 hours a week. It's just always getting dragged back in. That's all I could think about. I used to dream. This is how bad it was. I worked so much that I would have dreams of me working. Literal dreams. Like, I would go to sleep and I'm working, and then I wake up, have to go back to work. I couldn't get away from it. Yeah, it's just terrible. I don't wish it upon anybody. But then again, I wasn't passionate about what I was doing. I did push my comfort zone. I wanted to do something difficult. I wanted to do something that a lot of people couldn't do. I felt good about that. I felt really, really good that I was pushing myself, but I don't regret it. It's a learning lesson. We all have to learn these lessons at some point. Either that, or you already know from the beginning, but I'm glad I learned these lessons very early in my life. Like, guys, I'm not even 25 yet. I mean, my life is barely starting. And the fact that I already figured out that money can't buy happiness, but, like, for real, like, I actually live by that. Not just, you know, oh yeah, I believe it, you know. Now I live by that, like, that's powerful. Because now I don't overvalue the dollar over everything. I care much more about the relationships I have than the dollars. I care much more about quality time than making a little extra cash. I just don't need a lot. I really don't. As long as the bills are paid, I'm doing good. I don't need anything else. I make do with what I got. And I think a lot of us myself included, we could all be doing that a little bit better. Being resourceful with what was given to us. But yeah, these are just the stream of consciousness, the thoughts running through my mind. I don't really know what else to say, but don't judge yourself too hard. Especially if you're doing the best you can.